Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, last year in the season of Lent, when I teamed up with three of the pastors from our circuit, we provided Lenten services online. And the theme for our services was COVID captivity. We compared our situation living under the pandemic, in which we were unable to gather for worship together, to the plight of the ancient exiles of Judah. Their lives were turned upside down by the invasion and destruction of their nation by Babylonian forces. At the time, I recall myself longing for this pandemic to come to an end and really wishing we could go back to what we were used to normal. It seemed to me also that that must have been some of what those ancient exiles felt as they struggled to find their way in a strange land amongst strange people. And we know that some of the Psalms were written during that exilic period, and many of them do look back towards Jerusalem as the place of God's presence and the temple and long for a return there, a return to normal. During the past year since then, our world has seen two more COVID variants. The distribution, thankfully, of a cadre of vaccines, but also a long parade of natural disasters around the world that are thought to be the result of climate change. Here in Canada, not very long ago, we witnessed a series of blockades upset life and commerce for nearly a month that finally moved governments and police to take an extraordinary action to set things right. And last week, Russia invaded the nation of Ukraine without provocation, and its armies continue this very day to move on a deadly and destructive path towards Kyiv, the capital city, surrounding all the other cities, while Western nations isolate Russia with waves of punishing economic sanctions, hoping to turn the Russian people against their mad leader. Can anyone really remember what normal life was like? Perhaps God is calling us in this time to put aside those precious memories of normal so that we can respond most appropriately to the present crises in which we live. In Joel's time, Israel was struck by a monstrous invasion. A plague of locusts overran the whole countryside of Israel. These voracious creatures devoured everything in their path. Farmlands were reduced to fields of dirt. Trees were left winter bare. Even the towns and cities were filled with these insects all over the place in search of anything that they could eat. God called Joel to serve as his prophet in that time, to interpret for his people the meaning of this disaster. Comparing these locusts to a relentless marauding army, Joel taught his Israelite neighbors to discern God's action of judgment in this harrowing event. Joel did not identify any sin or sins in particular that corrupted the nation of Israel at this time. Yet he instructed the people as a whole to respond to this crisis with humility and penitence. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Today we are the people of God in Christ Jesus. We humbly confess that we, with the rest of humanity, are sinful and deserve nothing but God's punishment for our sins. We do not deserve the prosperous, normal life that we recall. Earthly well-being in all its aspects is a gift of God, His to give to His creatures. And it's not given to us on the basis of merit or worthiness in our lives. It's because of His goodness that He gives it. And yet we would have to admit that in those prosperous times, we have not always thanked Him from our hearts for the blessings we experienced. And we would have to admit that if we find ourselves chafing under the present hardships, we're mistaking God's gifts of peace, security, freedom, health, and economic prosperity as birthrights of ours rather than gifts. So we must heed Joel's cry. Through him, God calls to us. Stop your complaints and protests. Let go of your nostalgic longing for better days and bring all your fears and worries for yourselves and for this world to me. Call upon me in these days of trouble, and I will answer you. I'm the God who blessed you in days past, and I am still the one who remains with you now. Do your sins weigh you down? There's forgiveness with me. God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Because of God's great love for you and me, our sins do not condemn us. For God sent His Son Jesus to die in the place of us sinners, and to rise from the dead with healing in His wings for all who trust in Him. For the sake of Jesus, God does not treat us as our sins deserve. Instead, He forgives us and gives us His promise of eternal salvation. He calls us His children, and through us He makes His mercy known to the people of this world. Luke tells of a time when Jesus was asked by a group of people for a response to a grievous act of injustice that had been perpetrated by the Roman governor Pontius Pilate against a group of Galilean people. The Lord surprised His hearers with His answer. He neither sided with the victimized Galileans, nor did He interpret their suffering as God's punishment for their sins. Instead, He taught the people there who were asking about this that such events called all people to repent of their own sins and to rely upon the mercy of God alone for their salvation. In these troubled days, Lent has arrived just in time. It brings us God's message that restores us to repentance and faith before Him, to make us strong, to serve our neighbors who are troubled with us. We may never know normal again. That's God's choice. But our merciful God has already given us what the world can neither give us nor take away from us: peace with Him, received through repentance from our sins and trust in Jesus our Savior. So rest in Jesus' promise. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The peace of our Lord is greater than the tribulations of this life. Jesus gives us courage to speak and act in ways that demonstrate to our neighbors that God is our true refuge, strength, and ever-present help. Though through wars and natural disasters and other kinds of trouble, God calls His fallen creatures to repent of believing in themselves and to look to Him for mercy. They, through unbelief, and all the spiritual darkness in this world stirred up by the devil and his cohorts may not be able to recognize God's voice in these events. They angrily protest and demand they want better things for themselves. They boast that the earth's blessings have come to them through their efforts and their wisdom alone. They broadcast lies to justify their lust for power and property. But we who have been given ears to hear what God says to us must respond to these kinds of events by praying in confession of our own sins and the sins of our neighbors, in hope that God may mercifully relent of his punishment and open the eyes and the hearts of those blinded by sin. Likewise, we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us and the whole Christian church on earth to witness to our neighbors that God forgives us for our sins for the sake of his Son, Jesus. Jesus lived, he died, and he rose from the dead to save us from the judgment that we all deserve. He does not promise us a return to normal. He promises to make all of creation anew. When he returns, normal will pass away, along with all these heavens and earth, and be transformed as the new heavens and earth, the eternal life given to us by God through Jesus, his Son. So let us pray throughout this season of Lent, not for a return to normalcy, but for the coming of God's kingdom, as the Holy Spirit leads us to live godly lives of faith, love, and hope. And finally, when our Lord comes in glory to wipe away the tears from all faces. In Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of God, the peace won for us by the blood of Christ, is yours. Now may it keep us, our hearts and minds, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.